We are made up of a body and a soul as human persons. And in the Bible, if you put them all together, there are seven works of mercy or charity for the body and seven for the soul. This weekend focuses on one work of mercy or charity for the soul called fraternal or brotherly correction. In other words, pulling someone back online when they've gone off on a tangent. Sometimes people say, well, we shouldn't judge others. You're not judging why they do something, but what they've done. And we do need to be pulled back online. Your doctor pulls you back into line when your medication's gone skew it. The accountant pulls you back into line when you've blown the budget. And even the dentist pulls your head around when you're having trouble with him at the dentistry. In other words, we all need direction at times, or correction. And if it's done with kindness, with privacy, and for the right motives, generally it goes down well. But if it's done in a harsh, unkind, ruthless manner, we don't like it. But direction we need. We all need direction. And the best people to direct children are their parents. This being Father's Day weekend, it's good to stop and think about the role of our fathers and how they direct us home on the highway of life to heaven. And for those who don't have biological or fathers at home, perhaps they've passed on or they're not there, bear this important fact in mind. You have a God called your Father. The Jews, Muslims don't. God is not called Father for them, his Master or Lord, but our God is a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. And therefore we have a God who is Father in heaven, who's asked us to imitate him on earth as earthly fathers. And there's one universal, ideal Father we can all look up to, and that is Saint Joseph. When was the last time you heard a nice homily or talk about Saint Joseph? Rarely. And I'll tell you why, because he's the quiet achiever. So quiet, we don't hear much about him. Very little is in the scriptures. But he is our great model for fatherhood, simply because he lived out these three important aspects or qualities of fatherhood. Guide, guard, and provide. St. Joseph guarded God's family in a physical and a moral manner. We think of a security guard, bulky, strong, looking after people as they go and leave and go into a club or a pub or somewhere. But Joseph provided not just physical but also moral protection to Mary and Jesus. Physical protection, firstly, he had to look after them. The angel told them, get up, go. Herod's after Jesus. He's going to kill him. Joseph acts. And being a good guardian, he got up and went into action. Didn't think about it or consult other people or send out a text message. No, he was straight into action. And they became refugees in a foreign land. He acted physically to protect the Lord. But he also morally acted to protect the family. Because as you know, Joseph was the foster father. Jesus had only one father, God in heaven. Mary being the virgin mother, conceived by God's grace. And at that stage in her life, she was, wait for it, an unmarried mother. Mary was an unmarried mother. Joseph wasn't too sure on how this was all working out. He was thinking of not going forth, but the angel gave him to trust in God's ways, Joseph. Mary had conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. She needs a foster. She needs a husband on earth and Jesus a foster father on earth. Provide for them. Guard them morally. Because back then a woman who was unmarried and expecting wasn't popular and she had no support within the community. So he morally looked after the Holy Family in that regard. He guarded and protected them. Secondly, he guided them. They were going into a foreign land, a foreign language. He guided them on the journey. And when they arrived, I'm sure he provided for them, guided them to meet the right people, guided them also to the synagogue. And here's an important role for all fathers, that they guide their children in the ways of faith. We've lost sight of that. We're proud to have our dads guide us in matters of sport, but not in matters of the sacred. We let mum do that. Women naturally are religious because they bear within them the mystery of life and love. But when dads step up and take the leading role in religion, in the home, and teach the kids their faith, teach them how to pray, the children never lose the faith. Especially the boys, because dad is the great role model. And if dad says it's okay to pray, it's okay to pray. Mum says, yeah, we'll do it anyway, but if dad pulls clout here. That's proven because throughout history, if you go back, all families followed the male. The man led the way with regard to the faith. You see that also today among the Jews and the Muslims, but go back to the 50s, men were still part of the parish community, but we've emasculated them for various reasons over the last 50 years. They just don't feel that comfortable, which is a tragedy. So men, stand up, be strong in leading your children, guiding them home to heaven. Lastly, dads just don't guard and guide, they also provide. They provide for their children. They provide what's necessary for the home, not always their wants. And here we bring in paternal correction. Children want sometimes too much. A loving father will teach the children that great word, no, no, I love you too much to give you what you want. I'll provide for what you need, but your wants, pull them back, because your wants can consume you, and how true that is. So a loving father will sometimes say no to his or her children, and rightfully so. To provide doesn't mean merely to put food on the table. It just doesn't mean to provide security and a future, a home, a haven. It also means to provide a presence, a fatherly presence in the home. A few years ago, an American doctor, Meg Meeker, put out a marvellous book, short but punchy, and she gives 10 good reasons why fathers have to provide for their girls. In particular, she says, strong fathers, strong daughters. The boys will follow dad, and dad will be their model, but girls need special treatment in the home. They need quality time with their dad. And in having quality time, one-on-one with their father, they learn things which will prepare them for their future, marriage and family life. And certain secrets are only told in that manner. So she wrote some very good insights. I won't go into them now, but I think there's much more to be said about providing in the home than putting money into the kitty. It's actual being present, being interested, listening and learning together. So we pray for our fathers today, and we ask St. Joseph to intercede for all fathers, especially of the parish, so that they might guard, guide and provide their children in the utmost manner, that they will be there to protect them, to help them. And bear this in mind, you only have one father. Love them much, thank them often, and never take them for granted, because one day they won't be there. And if they've gone on and they're not with us, we pray for them tonight at Mass. You put their name on the altar. Remember, the offertory is not so much the gift processing to the altar, but your intention being placed upon the altar. When I put that drop of water into the chalice and it's mingled with the wine and then becomes inseparable, that becomes the blood of Christ. That water symbolises your intentions, your dreams, your wishes, your hopes. But for that, let's offer it for Dad, our Father, be they living or dead, be they good or whatever. We'll pray for them, because that too is a work of charity, as is fraternal correction. Praise to Jesus Christ. Amen.